B-Pod Studios.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Really good. How are you, Beetle?
Mediocre.
Something sexy?
Bad.
Why? Right? What's wrong?
Multiple things.
Oh.
Multiple things.
Well, here's the place to talk all about them.
I don't think so. I don't want to take it out on the show today.
Yes, unload. Come on.
How are the Celtics doing?
You can't keep that pent up.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing it.
Ah, ringlets. Come on. Tell me.
Share your burden. Come on.
Not doing it. How's the Celtics doing?
That's pretty good.
About 500.
Yeah.
Can you
beat the Clippers with that? Were the Clippers missing anyone last night before we get too, celebratory over that win? They have everybody?
When you hear the celebration of the Celtics win, isn't it? Is it annoying at all to you the way that Celtics are now celebrated a week later because they've won three straight games?
Well, I don't listen
to the expectations shifted on this team.
They fix things
in crazy ways. Yeah. I don't know. How am I supposed to feel about the Celtics right now? That they're a good team? You want me to believe that they're a good team? I don't believe they're a good team. Do you believe they're a good team?
Myself is turned up, okay? Can everybody hear me all right?
Can hear you fine.
Yeah.
You know what? Tell them to turn back. I'm getting feedback from the iPad. I'm hearing myself.
Oh, yeah. No, I've had that happen. Turn off the camera if you want.
I've heard that happen.
Turn off the camera. Don't let it ruin the segment.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Don't let it ruin this goal.
There we go.
Right.
All right.
No, Hardy, it's odd because it feeds back to you, and even when you turn the volume down on the iPad, the volume does not
die. I still hear it.
Yeah. Oh. See? It's strange.
Throw it out the window.
I've never had this problem.
To plugging in a headphone cord into the audio jack. So that it just feeds to something other than the speaker.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a glitch.
Do you think?
We're still hearing it, though, Zoe.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. All right. I'm going to.
All right. You go deal with that.
Throw the iPad out on the front lawn.
I think the Celtics are a better than average team. I wouldn't call them a good team yet.
I don't believe they're a good team.
I think they're not a bad team. They're not even an average team. If you have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, you are almost automatically better than average. They're better than average.
I didn't ask if they had any talent, though. It's about, are they a good team?
But I'm telling you why they are not a bad team. Why they're not even an average team. They're better than average. They're not good. They're not good yet. The one thing that does excite me, Beetle, is Robert Williams. I can't help it. I enjoy watching him play. Guy's got energy. Guy's got great defense. He's a playmaker out there.
Is he ever going to be able to play you say he has great defense?
He's a very good defensive player. Yeah,
I think he's getting there. I think he's getting better.
But it's not like Marcus Smart type of guard anybody, post him up, pick him up out at half court and make their life miserable. But you want a clean block down low? He's your guy. You got a sure 2 points going to the basket. Wait, where's Robert? Don't count those two just yet because he'll come out of nowhere.
He played 22 minutes last night. He played 22 minutes the other night against the Pacers, which are a little bit more than what he has been playing.
It's not a season high, right?
Because he had played 23 minutes early in the season in a game. But he's trending upwards minutes-wise, and I think it should continue. Because if he has to keep limiting his minutes, then we have to start questioning really, we go back and regrade the draft pick since everyone's saying it's, oh, look, now it's a good pick. Robert Williams is good. He's good if he plays.
If he plays.
You're going to play him more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for size, he looks like the best athlete on the court, followed by Jaylen Brown. Like, he is fluid. Even when the ball's going out of bounds, he's not one of these big reckless guys that just doesn't look and just fires the ball back in court. He has the ability to elevate, grab the ball, turn, look, move his body, and still make a good pass to somebody inside to save the possession. He looks smooth, man. Like, he looks like a good NBA player.
You're right, Zoe.
I'm not saying he's a good NBA player, but he looks like he belongs.
He's not playing out there like a second-year guy trying necessarily to do too much and play beyond himself. No.
Right.
He looks in control. And he does surprise me sometimes with his speed. I'm not going to start nitpicking him yet and say, like, got to get that free throw percentage up. Got to develop a little bit more of a shot. No. What he's doing right now is fine. He is one of the reasons right now why I watch.
So Gary Washburn writes in the Globe that for as much as the Celtics have dropped games to non-elite teams, as he calls them, I would say they've dropped games to some really garbage teams. He goes on to say they do have two wins over the Clippers, two each over the Raptors and Pacers, and wins over the Bucks, Heat, Nuggets, and Warriors. The Celtics are proving to their capabilities against quality teams when they are focused and the bench is playing confidently.
Well, if they can finish this off with the Raptors tomorrow night, I think that's a good sign for them. Because now it's, what, three in a row?
It'd be four in a row.
About 500, four in a row.
That would be four if they win tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You consider them a good opponent. And that'll sort of get you carried into that All-Star game to where maybe they did right the ship a little bit. It looks like Kemba's turned things around, and you're going to get Marcus Smart back, and that gives you some excitement.
Yeah, but before you start, like, you know,
when are you getting Smart back? Do we know that for sure?
No.
When do we get Smart back?
We'll ask Brad Stevens again today. The last week, he didn't sound very optimistic about it.
No, he did not.
But before you start rattling off their impressive wins, you just say they beat the Clippers. The Clippers were without Kawhi Leonard. Let's not forget.
It helps for sure.
I'm not putting an asterisk next to the win, but I'm also not puffing my chest out about it and listing it among their great accomplishments of the season.
You know what else I think you should say about this team? They look so putrid and so bad at their low points, which was a week ago, 2 weeks ago, not that long ago, that nobody should be saying the Celtics turn the season around here.
Not yet.
That's very premature to be saying that.
Those articles out there. Celtics saving their season.
Saving the season. They haven't saved bleep yet. Got a long way to go.
You know what they're saving right now is their own ass.
Oh, well, you know, all these things that happen if the Celtics could be in the fourth seed. Who cares? Look at the team. What are you watching on a nightly basis? what are we talking about? What do you think of the team? Do you believe in them? Do you believe in them to go into a tough playoff series and win it right now? No. You can't honestly believe that. And so, you know, to win three in a row for the first time in a long time and hang on to fourth place. Congratulations. Here on March 3rd. Congratulations. Put you in the finals. Eastern Conference Finals, 3 out of 4 years. Congratulations.
They're going to get back there and watch.
And what will that mean?
Nothing.
What exactly will that mean?
Nothing. They'll put another notch on their pelt.
Notch on the pelt.
The old notch on the pelt. That's what they like to say.
Three out of last four.
Put another pelt on the
five.
Put another pelt on the bedpost.
Is that it? Notch on a pelt? Oh, God.
You put a notch on the pelt, and then you hang the pelt from the bedpost.
Hang you from the bedpost.
Oh. Hey, is it Saturday night already?
Oh.
Close Friday.
Well, then.
Notch on a belt. Jesus.
Yeah, that. All those things. In addition to everything that was going on last night, Celtics get a win. We now know that Jaylen Brown is going to participate in the three-point contest at the All-Star game, along with teammate Jason Tatum. What are your thoughts on that, Sal?
I think they should fly in and have a special X Factor. Marcus Smart should also be allowed. You're allowed one X factor per conference. And I think Marcus should represent the East since he's the one that shoots the most. Yeah. It's everything that you worry about these kids coming back with, right? A little more entitlement because I'm a starter, even though I'm a de facto starter because Kevin Durant's out, meaning Tatum. Brown playing in front of his home of Atlanta. You know, so he's going to be a little juiced up. They're going to come back all fired up. And God forbid one of them wins the three-point contest.
I just want to tell you three different things that were said last night by Jaylen Brown. Well, really two, we'll say.
What?
One is that he has not been 100% healthy for a while. The second thing would
be... Is that
the
knee issue now? Or
I would assume so.
Okay.
He has not been 100% healthy for a while. He also said that he would be interested in the dunk contest, but not with his knee tendonitis. So we know that's one of the things. I don't know what else he could potentially be dealing with.
So he's multifaceted.
That he's not healthy, that he would like to be in the dunk contest, but could not, but is going to be in the three-point contest and the All-Star game. Does any of that add up? Does anybody at some point say, are you listening to yourself here? You're not 100% healthy. You haven't been in some time. You're not healthy enough to compete in dunking the basketball, but you do want to go and play in a meaningless game in a meaningless three-point contest.
But this is what they do. That's the way that league's built, and that's what's important to those guys.
Is it important to you as a Celtics fan?
Irving,
it shouldn't be.
They learned from Kyrie.
Do you not
use... People say Jason Tatum with his COVID issues, and if he truly is gassed at times and he doesn't feel himself at times, wouldn't it do him wonders to take a nice little break off here because he is your guy?
He's going
to
participate in the three-point contest while sitting in a chair to stay off the knees. What are we doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Going there, participating in a useless contest and a meaningless game.
That no one will watch.
Congratulations. Really, this happens every year. We've done this every year. We did it with Kemba last year. We did it with Kyrie before. We say the same things every year. If you've got injuries, if you're not 100% healthy, you should not be playing in the All-Star game.
Right.
What are you doing? Okay, go ahead. Go play in the All-Star game. Congratulations. I'm not interested in it. I'm not interested in hearing about it.
The team lets them decide themselves. Like it's like there's no input. Can't talk.
It shouldn't be on the team to tell you to have to do that.
Oh.
Like the Celtics shouldn't have to go to Jaylen Brown and say, Jaylen, you shouldn't play. You're hurt. You're talking about how you're hurt. You're talking about how you're so hurt, you don't think you could actually just participate in the contest of running and then putting the basketball into the net. Jumping up and jumping up and down, which you do every game how many times? How many times do you jump in an NBA game?
Beto, you ever dunk a ball? It's a different, different level you need to get up to.
No.
A little more explosion.
So I'm just wondering, what are you doing?
Well, I know how I know you're hurt. You keep bringing it up.
You keep telling us you're hurt. I'm not 100% healthy. I haven't been in a long time. I'm too hurt. I can't do the dunk contest. But sign me up for 3-point in the game. Mm-hmm, I'm in for those. Oh, so you're going to go to the All-Star game and participate in two separate events while you're not 100% healthy. Right, way to look out for your team. Way to care about the important stuff.
These two young kids.
Keep talking about the championships you haven't won and won't win. Really?
Yep.
This whole All-Star thing worked so good for two different teammates, two different years in a row.
Right?
Yeah.
It was bad for Kyrie. It was bad for Kemba. So, you know what? Let's do it a third time.
Yeah.
Third time's the charm. Third time. 617-779-0985. Now, your reaction to the Celtics last night. Also, there's a league executive saying Danny Ainge is not a guy you want to do a deal with. Yeah, more on that. We sort of heard those rumors going back to what Rick Bucher said last week. Now there's another unnamed executive talking about that very thing. What's that mean for the Celtics at the deadline? We'll talk about that next. Brad Stevens today at 12:50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Putting you in the middle of the story, in the middle of the day.
He's already settled some debts with the Cosmo in Vegas.
Oh, the Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
A lot of GMs are ticked off at Danny. because Danny tried like hell to move Kemba at the beginning of the year, knowing that his knee wasn't right. He was trying to get rid of damaged goods. And that's the issue that Kemba is dealing with. And at his size, it's a little bit like Isaiah Thomas. This is the second little point guard in a row he's run into that has a physical issue, and it changes everything. In the regular season, you can kind of get away with it and disguise it. But when you play the best teams, they're going to exploit that he's undersized and can't move the same way that he once could.
Rick Bucher on the Colin Cowherd podcast talking about Danny Ainge. That was, what, a little over a week ago now? Well, there's more on that if you're interested in hearing such a thing. How about the fact that there's an unnamed executive talking about doing deals with the Celtics? And by the way, this comes on the heels of us talking about... Why am I still hearing myself back? Is you all right over there, Zoe?
Yeah, it's the same crap here off this iPad.
It's still doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's very. I have it turned all the way down.
So this comes on us talking yesterday about the Bill Simmons podcast and what Jackie McMullen was saying about the future of everybody involved. There's a quote in the story from Tim Bontemps of ESPN. It's a Western Conference executive talking about the Celtics and doing deals. And he says, they'll only do something if they think they're going to bury you. Isn't that pretty much what was said a week ago? That there's
exact,
a lack
my
of...
My exact question to you guys yesterday. Like, what do people outside of Boston look at as far as the, you know, the dealing with Danny Ainge or dealing with Boston on stuff? Like, we don't want to do business with them. You know, even, not even as a destination, just, you know, the ability to execute something.
So it just speaks to the other teams not wanting to do anything with the Celtics. Like, forget it. Celtics are calling. I'm not picking up the phone. I think it's going to limit their ability to do deals. If a lot of teams feel that way, how could it go any other way? If there are a lot of teams out there that feel like this, the Celtics only want to do deals if they bury you, if they beat the bag out of you in a deal, if they get Kevin Garnett. That's the only way they want to do deals. So I'm not going to do a deal with them because I just feel like I'm going to get beat. I'll do a deal with someone else.
Look at him with like a crooked head. Like, what are you doing calling about Kemba Walker? You guys just signed him. You love him. You need him. What the hell would you want to get rid of your all-star point guard for? Oh, he's hurt. Oh, I remember Isaiah Thomas. He was damaged goods.
Joe and Bill Ricca, let's go to the phones. Joe, what do you got on Tatum and Brown going to the all-star game? Oh, doesn't work. Can you punch that up?
Hey.
Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I can hear you.
Hey.
How do you...
So my take right now calling in is, as a Celtics fan, you need to hold your breath for the next 2 weeks or week and a half when they get to the All-Star game. The other event you guys failed to mention that they'll be participating in is the hallway chit-chat orchestrated by one Kyrie Irving. And if you know, you know. If you as a Celtics fan think that they're not going there to listen if the grass is greener on the other side of the field, you're crazy and you're naive. Tatum and Brown, young superstars, up and coming. But you know, tell me if someone from Phoenix or someone from Utah was like, hey, you know what? You put us over the top, man. We could go back to back with you. Yeah, you know, but I don't really want to carry the Celtics anymore. So you know what? Who's he talking to every day? Kyrie Irving? It's the exact same thing. It's the trend now in the NBA. And again, I'm scared as a Celtics fan. But I'll accept the fact that they're not going there just to play in the All-Star game or actually, listen, they're going there to listen on their future. It's exactly what they're going there for.
All right, Joe. I mean, it's certainly possible. There are other players that are there. It's a big social weekend in a basketball sense every time they do this game. Stars with other stars. And they're going to get to feel like big-time stars being there at the All-Star game.
It's my ass.
They're going to get their ass kissed the way they like is what they're going to get. And get recruited by other players.
How nice.
Yippee.
What a sport.
Right?
It's So the real free agency begins at the All-Star game.
I guess so. I also...
That was a big spot where, what, Kyrie and Durant were heard underneath the little partition there before they ran out onto the court? Did a couple mics pick up on that? Cameras?
In the hallway?
Yeah.
The Kyrie Durant?
Two maxes there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now we have to watch the hallway chit-chat this weekend.
Yeah.
Or the All-Star weekend.
That's curious. I ain't saying that. I ain't talking to anybody.
We have to keep an eye on this. The hallway chit-chat. Do they get caught on camera doing hallway chit-chat with other guys on other teams?
They need some good lip readers.
That's all, I mean, they don't care about, well, Brown doesn't care about this team. He's more concerned about being in the three-point contest in the All-Star game when he openly keeps talking about how he's not healthy. So the Celtics are not his main concern here. The brand, the money, the stardom all mean a little bit more. It's obvious. I mean, the decision, the actions speak louder than any of the words. So there it is. No comment. Jaylen, no comment Brown is going to the All-Star game, and he's going to participate in two nights of basketball while not 100% healthy and not capable of being 100% healthy for his team at the moment. Okay. I mean, why are we not allowed to just bring this up? Because I know some have said, why can't you let them like enjoy the weekend?
No. You know?
And why can't you let them enjoy that? Because personally, as a fan, I don't care about it. Who cares about the NBA All-Star game? Other than the players. Who cares about it other than the players themselves?
Dominique was in it. No, I'm talking about even a three-point shot contest. Like, that was cool. The dunk contest used to be cool. Then it got goofy. You know, then you bring people in voting for it. You made it another night. I don't know. It used to be a cool time. Or you sit there and say, yeah, I'd watch NBA All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, and then you turn, like, 14.
Yeah, then you grew up. It's like a rock row wrestling.
Is it big? For, is this game big with the kids? That's what I want to know.
I think so.
Is it?
No.
No?
No.
Because I don't know.
To me, a lot of things All-Star. And the dunk contest is one of them. It was the one time of year that you could be guaranteed to sit down and just watch a bunch of dunks. Now, if you want to sit down and watch a bunch of dunks, how many options do you have between your...
Good question.
On-demand services, your YouTube,
Top
anything
Shot.
Online.
Top Shot.
You could, why just watch a dunk? You could, trade them.
Well,
treat
sadly,
it as a commodity.
Sell it.
On the blockchain.
And sadly,
that's the right way to say it, but
it's turned into where the big names don't participate in the fun parts of those contests, whether it's the three-pointer
off the hook.
Or the dunk contest. It's like the baseball game. How many of these guys do you recognize in the home run contest? Like three? When it used to be like, every single one of them?
Yeah, some of it is the fact that, it is no longer like required. If you're one of the, best big men in the league, it felt like, there was a time where it was just understood you're going to be in the dunk contest. If you're a great at dunk at the basketball, Now, I almost expect those guys not to be in there. If they're playing on good teams and they're worried about injury, they're not going to do it. Some other guys will, but I think most of it is the spectacle that you would tune in for. Well, spectacle can be had at the click of a button now. It's just everywhere.
Stand corrected. All of the All-Star festivities are happening in one day. I didn't realize this.
Yeah, it's at halftime.
Everything's at March 7th. Everything is March 7th.
Oh, his knee's really going to hurt then. A lot of activity.
It's not at halftime, is it? Slam dunk thing is at halftime, not the three-point contest. The dunk contest is at halftime.
What about the Rising
the
Stars?
Point,
what
the
about
the
Friday night?
Prior to the game.
The Friday the night Rising Stars competition.
No.
Celebrity game.
So he's going to do the three-point contest at 6:30, and then he'll play in the game at 8.
Which one is Kevin Hart playing in? That's the one I'm going to watch.
I'm glad he's doing it. It's really exciting.
I'm going to watch the one Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart are playing in. That's the fun one.
There's no way you would get Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart. You get one A-lister per game, not even per team. The celebrities they have in that celebrity game.
You couldn't even get Michael Scott. Who would you get? Robert California. A redheaded British woman from The Office.
That would be pretty
Kevin
good.
Kevin wouldn't even show up.
There's a lot of YouTube stars who participated in that thing last time I checked. Yeah,
what's
well,
a YouTube star,
TikTok people. You got a TikTok star.
Oh, there's the guy that goes around asking, "Hey, what do you do, man? You must make a lot of money. That's a cool car." Hey, you're that guy.
You watch more than
what's
I do.
What's that guy's name?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I do.
You don't see that on TikTok?
No, oh. I don't look at TikTok ever.
You got to watch TikTok.
Nope.
Apparently, there are a couple of Kyles available to the Patriots right now. Kyle Rudolph and Kyle Van Noy. And also a report this morning on how the Patriots feel about free agent quarterbacks that are on the market currently that will be available in the coming weeks.
You feel great.
Get to those stories coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand, sports talk in the middle of the day.
Are we going to end up watching wild turkeys just pecking at the field?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Kyle, it's great to talk to you.
All right, fellas, much love.
We'll see you first one soon.
The KVN show is coming back, baby.
All right.
Love it. Love it.
Kyle Van Noy cut by the Dolphins yesterday. Well, actually, not quite yet. He's expected to get cut by the Dolphins. But he's expected to be available. He's available probably right now if you wanted to give up a late-round pick or something for him. But Kyle Van Noy on Kyle Rudolph yesterday. Your thoughts on Bulls, though. What do you got?
Okay, Rudolph, I think, had like 38 grabs, over 300 yards, touchdown. So a serviceable tight end, even though, you know, very late in his career. It would have to be Rudolph and another player. You know, I don't know how you could bring him in. Yeah, but see, you still have the two young kids. That's the one thing. You're gonna keep those kids around, try to continue to develop them. You know, can Rudolph be an Algie Crumpler-type player? You know, come in here and show the way. Teach these kids how to be pros, how to get an off season under your belt. But Kyle Van Noy, I think that's an easy yes, come back, please. And what money? And I know he said some things when he left here. And he was doing all the pushing and shoving after games, after both those games. You know, whistle's already blown, game's over. And I think it was Van Noy out there starting all the crap on everybody. So he's not afraid to run his mouth. As you know, we've had him on the show. We love him on the show. I hope they sign him back so he can be return on our show. I'd want the Kyle Van Noy show every Wednesday.
Well, the reports are he has not ruled out any team. He is open to all options, and he would be accepting of an offer from the Patriots. He would be open to that. Kyle Rudolph, according to Doug Keid of Nesson, would be interested in signing with the Patriots. So these are two guys that definitely would consider it in an offseason where the Patriots could potentially have some problems attracting free agents. These are two guys that I think would be open to signing here.
Yeah.
There wouldn't have to be much of a sell if you've already got Kyle Rudolph I'd go to New England.
I think it's a really good upgrade at tight end, too. You get a guy that knows how to play. You didn't have that. You really didn't have that this year. You're shuffling rookies in and out of there. You know, Ryan Izzo's nice little player, good blocking tight end on the backside, but he's not a feature tight end. Come on, guys. Nor is Matt Lacoste.
Paul Perullo wrote on Twitter a short time ago, Rudolph, Van Noy, etc. are interesting names who would definitely improve the roster. That said, instead of adding more 30-somethings, I'd rather go with younger options and more upside. Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, had a story a week ago. Here's hoping Bill Belichick doesn't get nostalgic for former Patriots during free agency. He highlights a number of names in his story, Jaron Harmon, Nate Ebner, Deion Lewis, Landon Roberts, Ted Karras, Cordarrelle Patterson, Jacob Hollister. Potential cap casualties, guys like Danny Shelton and Malcolm Brown.
that there are all these guys out there that are former Patriots that might be available in free agency.
I bring Danny Shelton back over Malcolm Brown. Shelton played well here.
I was going to say, I would bring Danny Shelton back.
I'd bring him back in a second. I don't think Deion Lewis would be back here. I don't think they'd be interested in bringing Deion back.
No.
Of the rest of them, Nate Ebner, no. What, Teddy Karras is all of a sudden available?
Yeah.
What, he was only there for 1 year, too? Team captain, center, starting center?
He's a free agent, according to this list. I'd have to look at his deal. Why?
To go for the cheap center, bring him back, replace David Andrews, right? He's the guy who replaced Andrews here when he was hurt. I would not want that. No offense to Teddy Karras. But Kyle Rudolph, too. Charlie Weiss' favorite. Charlie Adam in Notre Dame. So same type of philosophy, same terminology. Fit would be easier.
But I think you're
not getting a Hunter Henry type. Yeah, he's going to be off the board. Someone's going to give him ridiculous money, and I don't know if his actual production warrants the type of money that he's going to be paid.
What, $10 million? You don't think he's worth $10 million?
I think I'd rather have that Waller kid from the Raiders. Runs better.
At some point, you're going to have to pay somebody. And to me, tight end would be the position to do it. It's an underpaid position overall. They get paid like tight ends when really they're as valuable or more valuable than receivers. Mm-hmm. I mean, why not?
In this offense, yeah.
I think what you're saying is someone's going to get stupid and the Patriots are never willing to get stupid.
Right. This is going to be careful how you say that, because we'll be considered, it's us that laughs at the other people. No. We declare, please pay some money to somebody.
Well, it's not the same as like paying J.J. Watt and guaranteeing him $23 million, which I do think is silly. I think it's silly for Arizona to do it. I think it'd be silly for a lot of teams to do it, including the Patriots. But paying a tight end, if you feel that the tight end is what this team needs right now, as currently constituted, then go get that tight end. And regardless of, and when I say currently constituted, I mean with Cam Newton or Jared Stidham at quarterback. If you feel that's like the main component that they're missing offensively, then go get him. And go get him and pay that man his money. But if it's, even if it's a different quarterback, and if they're going to draft somebody, you still need a tight end. You're still in need of a tight end for this team.
Right, and Hunter Henry is the best available guy.
Yes.
And so he's 26? Pay Hunter Henry. And if you want Kyle Rudolph, you can get Kyle Rudolph, too. The Patriots are in that position, though, where they could do both. They don't have to choose. They could do both Hunter Henry and Kyle Rudolph and put them both on the roster this year. They could afford it. And so when you say he's going to be off the board, why? What's the Patriots' excuse to not be in on that player?
I don't have an excuse to. They should be. They should be in. I just think they're going to have their own ceiling. They're going to have their own ceiling on that player.
Which
they're
going to
look at Hunter Henry and say, he's worth $8.5, $9 million a year.
And they're wrong if that's what they think. Now, granted, I don't know what the market's going to develop as, right? So maybe he only gets offers that are worth
$9
million.
Again, with the freaking third tight end, what was his name from Philly that went to the Bears? What did he get? He got $8 million a year and a $24 million deal. The guy threw the touchdown pass on a Philly special. What the hell's his name, Tom? I keep forgetting it.
What, the who? Who are you
asking? Tight end went to the Bears. Trey Burton was like the third team tight end for the Eagles at the time. He ends up getting a 3-year, $24 million deal after he throws the Philly special.
Right. So how is it that Trey Burton is worth $8 million a year and Hunter Henry?
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I'd say they'd be wrong. But again, it's a weird year, so I don't know what the offers are.
They barely give Gronkowski $9 million.
I don't know what kind of collusion is going to take place.
You know what I mean? You had the greatest tight end to ever play. You only want to give him $9 million.
Yeah, but none of that works anymore because you don't have Tom Brady.
Right?
You can't operate under the same philosophies, at least financially, that you were able to when Tom Brady was here at quarterback, because Tom Brady isn't here at quarterback. You're going to have to go out and you're going to have to pay for a couple of guys.
So then you're going to
have to pay what any other team in the league would pay for certain players because you don't have the draw of come here and you're guaranteed a division win. You're pretty much guaranteed a trip to the conference championships. And if you, it's like the old Tom Izzo led Michigan State Spartans. Give me 4 years, I'll give you a trip to the Final Four. You know, for 20 years, it was, give me 3 years, you're guaranteed a trip to the Super Bowl. Guaranteed. We go minimum every 3 years.
Yeah.
You do that. Take a little less money. Want to go to the Super Bowl? You don't have that anymore. So now you got to pay somebody. You're going to have to pay multiple people.
Okay. So if you exceed at the tight, if you do it at the tight end position, say you go well and above what people thought you were going to pay and you break the bank there. Now all of a sudden you're going to go to the receivers and say, okay, time to get a receiver in here. And they're like, all right, what's the price? You guys just paid that tight end. He got paid. Well, can't pay you because we overpaid for him. You're going to put yourself an overpayment at each position. I think that's part of the problem they're in. You know, especially if you don't have a quarterback. Hello, McFly. You want me to come play there? I'd like to know who I catch ball from.
Right.
You know,
can't just sort of put that off until later.
He throw ball, me catch. Who's guy? Got none. Well, that's going to cost you a little more.
Or it's at the very least, you're going to have to be the best offer.
I can't.
Well, that's I keep hearing the bounce back too. But that's exactly what you guys are saying the same thing. You might have to pay that guy more than you want to or more than other teams will, which Beetle, that's what you're saying.
Yeah,
you're
going
to have to be the best offer.
Not there's like, you have the best offer plus give me another million.
No,
we have the best offer.
We have the best offer.
Let's get to the report on the quarterbacks. Mike Giardi had something on that this morning on the Patriots' opinion of the quarterbacks on the market. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is why you do the show. You take chances, you give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face. You look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.617-779-0985, the phone number here on Zolak and Bertrand. Mike Giardi, NFL Network, had a tweet this morning that the Patriots, as he leads with, and plenty of other teams, are not enamored with the current class of free agent quarterbacks. He writes, of course, that could change, see Jimmy G and Mariota, but as of right now, the several teams I've spoken with are hoping for other dominoes to fall and create more and better inventory. Not enamored or not interested. He writes enamored. Why the hell would you be enamored with any of the current guys out there?
Yeah, it's one of those floater words. Like, enamored, or does that mean you're really, really interested or slightly interested? Or, you know, are you over the top or in love with? I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a vague word.
Tells me
it's a down year. I mean, if I read it that way, if I'm reading this from anybody, not Mike, and I know Mike, and if I'm reading this from just like a general national writer, Patriots right now are really sort of not enamored with the, tells me they're not interested.
What I would say is not that they're not interested, it's that they don't see any of them as worth being signed right now. That there's no major difference between anybody that's out there and who is available. And that none of them are worth signing today on March 3rd.
Okay.
That they might go back and revert to one of these guys in 2 or 3 months. But as of today, they're not worth the roster spot. They're not worth the contract because the group is just a bunch of guys. It's a bunch of Jags.
And that's the problem.
And it doesn't matter.
And that's the problem because you're looking at where are we at as an organization? What's our goals at the position? Do they know that yet? Do they know that they want it to be better than what it was last year? That last year was not acceptable. The three of us sat there and watched games and did pre-games and post-games and games and knew the product was poor. A non-functional product at the position. A Patriot Hall of Famer came on Sunday Night Football and said, the quarterback playing for the Patriots can't play in the NFL anymore, yet alone play for the Patriots. And that if you bring him back, you're doing a disservice to your team. You have to be fair to your team. But if you go down that list of free agent quarterbacks, as we have religiously, day by day by day by day, when more and more pop up, like Alex Smith did over the last 2 days, you take all of them over what you had. So honestly, where are you at the position end? Is it about just getting a little bit better than what you were last year? Or is it like the Matthew Stafford type swap deal where you really want to get a lot better? Or are we in a Houston rebuild mode where we need to draft a guy and develop him and it's going to take about 3 years? Because if you're drafting guys outside the first round, they're not really going to stick or be that good. Because everybody that's playing nowadays are first-rounders. Everybody except, like, Russell Wilson and Tom Brady. How many of those guys come along? Mahomes, Trubisky, Lamar Jackson, Roethlisberger, Kyler Murray, Jared Goff. We mentioned Stafford. We're going to list the guys. Dak's a fourth-rounder. Tua, first-rounder, right? Ryan Tannehill, first-rounder. They're all first-round picks, except for maybe three or four. And those are special case scenarios. So when you're Wes Wilson's and Tom Brady's floating around out there.
When you look at the list of free agent quarterbacks, who on there would you be enamored with? Alex Smith or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I would be
Andy Dalton or the guy they had last year.
See, this doesn't put Mariota in that category, right? Because Mariota would be a trade. Okay, let's go.
The one good thing I'd take away is that they don't have a strong interest or desire in Mitch Trubisky. Because he's on that list. They don't value him more than they value anybody else. They don't value Mitch Trubisky as a project any more than they would value bringing in Ryan Fitzpatrick or Tyrod Taylor.
Doesn't jump
off the list to them.
I mean, if Cam Newton's in consideration for coming back, why wouldn't you be interested in Mitch Trubisky?
Well, you might, but your level of interest is exactly the same, which is if we need a guy in June, we'll call you.
Right.
Right? That's why I wouldn't take it as they're not interested in any of these guys.
Right.
They could be interested, just not now. They're not desperate enough yet.
And that's another thing. If you're going to go out and you're going to pay a guy like Hunter Henry and you're going to pay him $12-13 million, is that going to do all the world of difference for a guy like Cam? Is that going to make Cam better? Or are you getting him for somebody else? Or don't you really consider what you have and whoever we have, we'll just have? And Hunter's going to have to fit. See, that's not like a reach and move, get guy there. That's a guy you handpicked to say, boy, this guy's going to elevate our offense. You went and you traded for Wes Welker. You traded for Randy Moss on draft day because we want to elevate our offense. We have spots. We got the quarterback. We got the slot guy. Here we need a possession guy, and we need to take a top off the defense guy. And then we got Dante Stallworth to run down and cut in, and we got the big meathead blocking tight end in Kyle Brady. You draft for a reason. You go after people in free agency for a reason. You went and got Stephon Gilmore and paid him top of the market value, first, second of free agency, because you just did it with Brandon Browner and Darrell Revis. You just won a championship with Revis. You just saw what a cover corner brings. So you went out and bought the best one on the market, day one, week one, first second of it. What are they going to do when his league year begins? They got to just jump in on Henry at 13, not knowing who the quarterback is? Because if it's Cam Newton, to me, it's like an overpayment.
Unless that's the one piece that Cam Newton really needs, and that's what's been missing, and that's...
That might be it. That might be what they feel. Wouldn't that be something? If it's a tight end, and maybe like a Humphreys, like a slot guy, just that short little quick stuff right there. Because we're going to run, boot, dump.
Realize we're talking about Cam Newton as the presumptive starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. You realize this is...
I got you there.
This is what we're doing.
You're welcome. I got you there. Did my job. I just want to mention...
Is that your job?
Yeah.
Is that in your job description?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's to save you from the big falling off the cliff later on.
Yeah.
You know, the sudden dip.
All right.
Yeah, that's all. I got you there. It's good.
It's good.
Jimmy Garoppolo, you've said all along that Jimmy G is the plan A for the Patriots. You've said that repeatedly. Mm-hmm. Greg Bedard agrees with you. He's also got more to add to that conversation. Oh. A little newsy item there as it relates to the San Francisco 49ers. I'll tell you about it after headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.